We thank our bluegrass band for sharing their talents with us, as always. They're such a talented group, and they bring such a blessing. From John, the 11th chapter, Jesus then said to the disciples plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you might believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to the other disciples, "Let us go with him that we may die with him." One of the lessons impressed upon me by our recent camping and river rafting trip was the fact that I should not assume that you have read the books that I am sure that you're supposed to have read, or seen the movies that I am sure you're supposed to have seen. And so, even though all of you need to have read J.R.R. Tolkien's little masterpiece, The Hobbit, which is just a precursor to his magnum opus, The Lord of the Rings, I can't assume that many of you have read it. And yet, the title of this homily comes from a pivotal moment in the life of Bilbo Baggins, who is a hobbit. Bilbo is on an adventure with a group of dwarves to go challenge a dastardly dragon and win back their treasure. But along the way, he has become separated from the dwarves and finds himself lost in a dark cave, and his way out to freedom is blocked by a mean lizard-like creature called Gollum. And Gollum is searching for something that Bilbo has already found: a magic ring that makes its wearer invisible. And Bilbo has put the ring on his finger. In that moment, he faces a crisis. He wants desperately to escape, but Gollum blocks his path. Should he kill him? He knows that Gollum would certainly kill him if he could. But Bilbo realizes it wouldn't be a fair fight. And he looks even upon miserable Gollum with a mixture of horror and sympathy that morphs into true compassion. Compassion. And instead of killing Gollum, little Bilbo gathers his courage and runs toward him and then leaps over Gollum's head and runs down the dark path, the pathway of escape. He has taken a leap in the dark. Now, I should note for you that Bilbo doesn't know exactly where he's going. He has no idea exactly what the future holds, but instinctively he realizes the path he is on is the path toward rescue and ultimately the path toward home. I read The Hobbit to my children when they were small. I hope and feel certain that my children will read The Hobbit to their children. You need to read it to your children and grandchildren. It's a wonderful story full of all kinds of extraordinary adventures, of which this is just one. But knowing J.R.R. Tolkien as I do, a profound Christian, I am aware that his story of a leap in the dark has profound theological, allegorical connotations. Bilbo has the chance to do violence. He is tempted to do injustice, but he renounces both in favor of mercy and compassion. He gathers his courage and takes a leap in the dark. He doesn't know where the path leads, but he is sure that somehow it leads toward freedom and fulfillment. The story of Bilbo illumines the text that we have before us on this day, where Jesus has just said to his disciples, "Lazarus is dead. I am going to go to be with his family." Now, Jesus has just recently escaped several attempts on his life near Jerusalem, and now he was going right back to near Jerusalem. And his disciples know that if he heads toward Jerusalem, it will no doubt result in his imminent death. But they cannot let him go alone. They know that the path to safety leads away from Jerusalem, not toward it. But they know he is resolved to go nigh to Jerusalem. And Thomas, who ironically is known in history as the doubter, voices the resolve for all of them. "Let us go with him, that we may die with him." They are not sure where the road leads. It may lead to arrest. It may lead to death. It may lead to redemption. In fact, it leads to all of those. They have no earthly idea. They simply take a leap in the dark. I am sure that Jesus caught wind of Thomas's declaration, and he must have chuckled inwardly, because he knew that neither Thomas nor the other disciples fully understood what they were saying. They thought they were willing to go die with him, but they weren't ready. They thought they were willing to bear their cross, but they weren't yet mature enough. They thought they were capable of a higher level of spiritual commitment than in fact they had attained. But here's the thing. Their willingness to take that leap in the dark brought them closer to their true destiny. Though they were not ready to live up to the words that they said, their willingness to follow him to Jerusalem positioned them to grow in their faith, to grow into that time when they would be the pillars of the church. They would be the leading proclaimers of God's good news. They would, in their own time, die with him. And so their leap in the dark brought them down a road they didn't know where it would head. But they instinctively knew it would head, it would bring them in the direction of their destiny. When you hear the words of our Lord invite you to this table, "Come, take and eat. This is my body. Come, drink the cup symbolic of my spilled blood." None of us really knows what that summons entails. Like the disciples, we have no full grasp of the cost of discipleship. like the disciples, we're not really sure what it means to take up our cross and follow. It is, every time we answer that summons, a leap in the dark. When two people come to this altar and take vows that they will honor each other for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, shall death do them part? They have no idea what they're really saying. Only time can impress upon them the meaning of those words. So too, to answer the summons of Christ to take up our cross and follow, none of us knows exactly what that means. Only time impresses the meaning of those words, those heroic promises upon us. When we hear Christ summon, come, take this bread, come, drink this cup, we have no clear idea of exactly what our discipleship entails. We simply trust that in time, God will impress upon us the meaning of our particular pilgrimage. All we know for sure is that the road that we take in faith is the road that leads to fulfillment. It's the road that leads to our ultimate home. Everyone's cross is different. Jesus summons us to take up our cross and follow. Everyone's cross is different. Everyone's cross takes a different pilgrimage. But all we can be sure is that our leap in the dark leads us down the road to fulfillment. It's the only road that leads to our eternal home. To take up our cross is to say with Thomas, let us go with him that we may die with him. But our death is the doorway to eternal life. And so we take that leap in the dark and we come partake of this table in hope and love and faith.